Hi, you're welcome to this episode of the Uplift Podcast, and the Uplift Podcast is aimed at sharing simple and practical ideas, insights, and inspiration to upgrade all areas of your career and business life to help you develop more confidence, clarity, and certainty. And on today's episode of the podcast, I have with me Abel Adugam. Abel, tell us about yourself.
My name is Abel Adugam Ayuba. I am an international conference speaker and CEO of a company called Versus Pay. I love to do three things, basically. Love to network, connect with people, travel, and then I love food, yeah. I'm a huge fan of food, right? I eat a lot and then try different, you know, meals and all of that. I'm a fun person to, you know, converse with, and I'm super excited to be here.
Thank you very much for coming to the Open Podcast. And first, I would like to ask, how did your journey into tech started?
Yeah, talking about my journey, I think it's an interesting journey, right? How it all started. So I'm going to take us back to 2016, 2017, basically where it all started, right? So I had a poultry farm, right? I was 15 years old then. I had a poultry farm. It was quite interesting, right? I used to sell those chickens and make some money, basically, right? So I was like, okay, this is cool. How do I take this online? How can I get people to, you know, order my chickens from the internet, basically? So it was a wall of fascination and, you know, trying out how tech basically works. So I went to my dad and said, hi, can you help me to PC? I want to do some research on how to build website, right? So he was like, website? Then I was like, yeah, website. So he said, okay, sure, knock yourself out. He gave me the laptop. I remember the entire night, I was doing a lot of Googling, right? How do you create a website? And I was fascinated with the number of results I saw on how to build a website. I was like, okay, this is definitely cool. So I, you know, find my way around, started building a website, and finally made the first version of, you know, the poultry farm website, right? So from there, I got more curious to the entire tech team. So I was like, okay, this is definitely cool. I could become the next Max Gerbeck. And that I could create software that can do this and can do that. So I did more research. It became like a culture for me. Every night I would just, you know, go online at night, spend his entire 1.5 gig subscription searching on things. So I did that a lot, and then got to, you know, build a mobile application, which up to now I'm like, the name of the app was Abel Chat. So it was like me adding my name and chat to it. It was basically a social media application. You could just, you know, send messages and like audios and all of that. I used a no coding platform to build it. So from there, when I did that, Uplift Up came to my school then, and they were awarding scholarship to the best computer science student, right? So technically I was not the best in terms of book. I wasn't the best in terms of book, right? So but then, I mean, the school were like very, very excited because everybody was calling me Max Zuckerberg then. So I had an app basically, right? So Uplift Up came into the picture, and they're like, okay, this is cool. Let's offer you a 3-month internship, right? So I went to Uplift, and then the journey, you know, accelerated basically. It just accelerated. So yeah, that's how I got into tech. Poultry farm turned into looking for a website, and then boom, Max Zuckerberg.
Interesting. I would say that all of those, that's 1.5 gig and everything, I've already paid off by that. So it's a very, very interesting journey, I must say, from start. So would you say that your journey into tech is more of a self-learning, or you learned from like a school or probably a coding school? I know you mentioned Uplift Hub, the internship and the likes, but so far, what would you say is your journey so far? And then is it more of like a self-learning, or you went further into probably a coding school or something?
Yeah, so I think like I said earlier, it was more of the self-learning at the beginning of the thing, right? But then, like I said, spending 1.5 gig every night is a ton of learning. Did a lot of research and all of that. But at the long run, it was more of connecting with mentors that, you know, were in the tech industries that could do amazing stuff. And then a combination of online resources as well. So it was a mixture of both the people and the online resources. I remember vividly, I will go to the boss at Uplift Up then, Mr. Andrew Abakar. I'll go to him with my laptop, like, so this is not working, how do I do this? And then you like put me through, and then I go to people like Fidel, Mike, and a couple of other guys, right, amazing guys, and I'm like, how do I do this? I always disturb them, Mr. Light and all of that. So those people actually did a lot in terms of putting me through, and then they'll say, okay, this is a resource, this is a video, go watch it, go learn. If you have a question, come back. And you know, I used to disturb like everybody at the hub there.
interesting. So so what would you say is one thing that aided your growth aside from the self-learning and learning from mentors and the likes? So what would you say is that one thing that aided your growth?
Okay, so I'll use the word curiosity a lot in this. Yeah, so it was curiosity to try out a lot of things and to draw value from a lot of things, right? So I think one of my greatest assets of, you know, learning was the fact that I was always curious. I was like, you know, how do you do this? I'm always asking myself, how do you do this? How do you do that? And then it pushed me to, you know, like I said, you know, meeting people. People are also one of the greatest assets to me, right? People and community, yeah. So it was more of, I'm curious to do this. And there's a ton of people willing to help you out, right? People that are genuinely not for their self interest, right, but they just want to help you out. When you meet them, you communicate, you attend certain things, they do talks, they teach you how to do certain things. I mean, I could remember, like, to date, the first time I heard about cloud computing was when Buzz was doing there was this meetup, right, and he was talking about how scalable you could build a software, and I was like, okay, this is like definitely cool. So a lot of concept like that, I got to learn them from, you know, the community itself. And I will always say this, I'm a huge advocate of community and people. Like, it takes a village, like, you know, they say, but if you know, when you dive deep, you see that it takes a village, right? You need to meet a lot of people, you need to network, you need to the community, basically. So yeah,
the power of community can never be overemphasized, because when you're part of a particular community, regardless of the space you are, either in tech, either in business, anything, so when you're part of a community where you share like-minded people, and then you share resources, your own weakness might be someone else's strength. And then if you leverage on that, there's no limit to where one can go through. So you know, being able, let me use that term. Being able, you know, a lot of people must have listened to your journey, you understand, must have seen you grow, you understand, must have in a way been part of your growth. But in my language, they would say it's the person that wears the shoes that understands where it's been painting from. So what would you say is some of those challenges, you understand, your journey through tech, your journey through life, your journey to being able, finding yourself to what you, who you are now? So what would you say are some of those challenges so far?
Yeah, I'm tempted to use the quotes, challenge is choke. Because, like, when you think about it, there are a lot of challenges to start with, right? There are a lot of challenges. One is getting started. Like, a lot of people see the fact that you have limited resources as a challenge, right? Now, when I started, like, I had no laptop. I was just borrowing my laptop. Okay, so let me even give you the specs of the laptop that I was using today, right? So it had, I think, was it a gig or 2 gigs of RAM? And then the computer was, like, really, really slow. And then you had to, like, open up. When I started learning Android, so I would fire up Android Studio from house. I'll get dressed. I'll go to the hub before it, like, finished loading up. So one of the things was more of, you know, the resource issues in terms of like getting started, right? And at the journey, when you're going towards, you get to experience things like self-doubt. You get, basically imposter syndrome is a thing, right? And it's really contributes to who you are when you're finding yourself, right? Because I could remember several times, even till now, you know, several times you just sit down and be like, what am I doing? Am I actually doing this thing right? I mean, like, will I ever get it? You get to doubt yourself a lot of times. That's one of also the challenges, you know, thinking, will I ever be like boss that is, you know, doing amazing stuff, coding with like 3 screens and all of that. So imposter syndrome is one. The limited resources you have is another. I mean, living in Nigeria and a place like, let's say, Bauchi, you know, where I started, you have issues with infrastructure issues like light, internet speed, and all of that. You get to basically struggle. I will wait till night when there's lights to code, and then when the light is like, when the internet is like faster at night, right? So, infrastructure problems, the imposter syndrome, the self-doubt, and a lot of other things are challenges, but I mean, you will always find a way. There's always a way out, right? So you'll be able to navigate those challenges and basically grow. So it's exciting to face those challenges.
They say a smooth sea never makes a skilled sailor, so I believe some of those challenges have been integral in helping you be who you are now. And there's no limit to where, so long as one is not lazy, one will always get to where one is supposed to get to. So, you know, for anyone that wants to be like you, you understand? Let me use that because I must say you are an inspiration to quite a number of people. Even those that are in tech and not in tech, you understand? Because a lot of people find it hard to understand how is it possible for a 20 or 21 year old founder of a tech company, you understand? So what are some of those your inspirations for anyone that want to venture into tech, into, like, you started with Android development, so into Android development, and for anyone that just want to be like Abel generally?
Okay, if you want to be like Abel, first of all, like, right? like you said, okay, so first thing is love food. So first of all, love food, like, with the whole of your heart. But then, being like Abel, okay, let me see this through, right? You have to be passionate. I could remember using the word passion over and over again for a lot of my siblings and even, you know, people around me. Like, the first question they ask, like, how did you do this? Like, how did you get started and you're growing, basically, right? What kept you there? And then I kept on, like, referencing this, like, analogy, right? I say, look at yourself jumping off a building, right? You don't necessarily want to jump off the building, but the winds are pushing you to jump down, right? And there's that little thread that is just basically holding your shirt and a pillar inside the room, right? So now, no matter how those challenges, those issues are pushing you down, that thread is still holding you. I refer to that thread as passion, right? So when you're passionate, you get to see, okay, let me paint a scenario for you, right? You wake up, you open your laptop, you're feeling so demotivated, you don't want to work, you just look at your PC, and then you remember, the next few years, I want to actually excel in this. That passion, that undying passion is there, right? So you'll be like, last one, be all right. You do that thing, right? So that passion will keep on, you know, ringing a bell in your brain that, okay, you need to do this to actually achieve your goals. I tell people to also write a lot of their goals down. I basically have a book journal, right? So, like, every day I like open it up most of the times and just write things I want to see materialize in the next 3 years or 2 years or all of that. So when I'm feeling down, I go to that book and then I check and then I see things and I'm like, okay, we're still far away, but we'll make it. Or I come up and open the book and then I look 2 years back and I'm like, okay, yeah, I actually did like 30 or 40% of what I actually wrote down. So it helps you, like, keep track of your progress. I mean, just like companies keep track of their OKR system, basically, right? You should also have an OKR system, like I said. Set goals, set key objective, then build any. They usually say, like, the goal is there, like, the goal doesn't change, but the plan, the way you go about it, can change, right? You can change routes, you can it's a journey of you exploring things that work. You cannot know it all at the start. Startups, businesses, your life, you will not be certain at the beginning, right? You just have to try out a lot of things. You try out and it's like, okay, this work, okay, mark it as it's workable, and then this doesn't work, okay, let me pivot a little bit. I am a strong believer of pivoting. If something isn't really working, you can always tweak it, and then it makes a lot of sense now. So it's more of passion, you know. Be creative with a lot of things. Curiosity is also key, because it will keep you to learn a lot of things. So yeah, be curious. And then
thank you very much for sharing all of those tips with us. So I don't know, in closing, how can one reach Abel online?
Yeah, so I usually brag about it. I was like, go and Google my name. So I'm like, go and Google my name, type Abel Aduga, and like, yeah. You see my LinkedIn, you see my Twitter, you see basically, right? But on any social media, if it's Twitter, it's at Adugam Ayuba, as in AdugamAyuba. So just search that online. I promise you, you'll be fascinated.
Just go and Google the name. Thank you very much for coming to the Uplift Podcast.